Packers. And the girls next door dress up like movie stars. I love this bar. We got cowboys, we got truckers, broken-hearted fools and suckers. We got fighters, early birds and all-nighters, and the veterans talk about their battle scars. I love this bar. I love this bar. It's my kind of place.
CQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. Israel's defense forces beginning to and have been shelling parts of northern Gaza all night long as ground troops and equipment crossed the border early Saturday morning on limited raids. Meanwhile, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin was in Israel on Friday meeting with Prime Minister Netanyahu and told him the U.S. stands with him in the war, and he drew a comparison between Hamas and another terrorist group.
As a former commander of Central Command, the deliberate cruelty of Hamas vividly reminds me of ISIS. Bloodthirsty, fanatical, and hateful.
Speaking with the Salem Radio Network earlier in the week, Alaska Republican Senator Dan Sullivan, a member of the Senate Armed Services Committee, said Israel is justified in mounting a ground assault inside Gaza despite the likelihood of civilian casualties.
There are so many differentiating elements here, but one of them is they go after the terrorist extremists, they go after civilians. Western democracies like us and the Israelis don't, and people need to remember that. But yes, this is a just war.
New York Senator Chuck Schumer, the leading, most senior senator of Jewish descent, is leading a delegation of lawmakers to Israel this weekend in a show of support. House Republicans nominate Judiciary Chair Jim Jordan to be their next speaker. Oklahoma Congressman Kevin Hearn says Republicans will come back next week, hopefully to close to a consensus.
In the secret ballot, 55 said they would support it.
Jordan's going to continue trying to find the votes?
Yes, he's asked everybody to come forward over the next few days, and right now it looks like we're going to readjourn and vote on Tuesday.
Republican infighting has left the House paralyzed for 12 days without a speaker. Check out the latest news and analysis at townhall.com.
The United States Constitution guarantees every American fundamental rights and protection of life, liberty, and property. Salem is celebrating our founding document with a special offer, a 1953 Oman U.S. Constitution lithograph. To understand the value of these lithographs is to know the story. A master lithographer immigrant named Theodore Oman came to this country to find the American dream. 70 years ago, in 1953, Oman printed a limited number of these exceptional Constitution lithographs. Go to Salem Event store.com to read Oman's entire story. America's most important document stands as a testament to all Americans to maintain their liberties, freedoms, and inalienable rights. Buy it and display it proudly. Buy a gift for your family and friends and for all the teachers in your communities. There is a limited number, so act today. Go to SalemEventsStore.com to get your exclusive 1953 Oman U.S. Constitution lithograph while supplies last. That's SalemEventsStore.com.
Kim Jong-un sticking his nose in Russia's war with Ukraine.
Our information indicates that in recent weeks, North Korea has provided Russia with more than 1,000 containers of military equipment and munitions. Today, we are releasing imagery showing the movement of these containers from the DPRK into Russia by ship.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says Pyongyang is seeking Russia's aid in exchange.
In return for its support, we assess that Pyongyang is seeking military assistance from Russia, including fighter aircraft, surface-to-air missiles, armored vehicles, ballistic missile production equipment, or other materials and other advanced technologies.
Speculation about a possible North Korean plan to refill Russia's munition stores flared last month when North Korean leader Kim Jong-un traveled to Russia to meet President Putin and visit key military sites. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A NASA spacecraft has begun a six-year journey to a rare asteroid.
SpaceX launched the Psyche spacecraft from the Kennedy Space Center in Florida. The spacecraft is named for the metal-rich asteroid it's chasing, which scientists believe is the battered remains of an early planet's iron core. No one has ever explored a world with a metal surface before. Scientists hope it can shed light on the inaccessible centers of Earth and other rocky planets. The asteroid orbits the Sun in the main asteroid belt between Mars and Jupiter. Psyche should reach the asteroid in 2029. John Scott reporting.
High school student scores on the ACT college admissions test dropped to their lowest in more than three decades, showing a lack of student preparedness for college-level coursework. Scores have been falling for six consecutive years, but the trend accelerated during the pandemic. Average composite score was 19.5 out of 36. More at townhall.com.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Overcast skies overnight with lows around 41. Northeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. Chance for scattered rain showers. Highs level off around 49. Slight chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 36. Cloudy skies expected. Dry with temperatures below average Sunday and Monday, and highs from the upper 40s to the lower 50s. Another look at the short range. Lows level off around 41 overnight. We should top off around 49 tomorrow. Lows level off around 36 tomorrow night. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 42.
Girl, you know I love talking to you on the phone. I could listen to your sweet voice all night long. Sometimes I can get by with the sweet dreams, baby, good night. But this time, well, I don't want to spend it alone. So I'm coming over, I hope it's alright. Listen for me pulling into your drive. Look out your window, you'll see my lights. Baby, face. On my phone, on my dash, all over the place. But I would drive a million miles just to see that little smile in real life. Baby, it's worth the drive, you're worth the drive. So I'm coming over, I hope it's alright. Listen for me pulling into your drive. Look out your window, you'll see my lights, baby.
Loaded gun. By my sunny Stapleton was supposed to be performing a couple shows this weekend, but he's got bronchitis and laryngitis, and his doctor put him on vocal rest. Scheduled. Hopefully it's only these three that get canceled and he gets on the mend pretty quickly.
If I could buy a house on Memory Lane, I'd put my money down and I'd sign my name on that little corner lot where it don't ever rain. We stay good as new, like a fresh corner paint. You'd be mine in the shine of the front porch light.
Yesterday's classics, 98 Q Country.
Do you love the rain? Does it make you dance when you're drunk with your friends at a party? What's your favorite song? Does it make you smile? Do you think of me? When you close your eyes, tell me, what are you dreaming? Everything I want to know at all. I'd spend
Listen online at 98qcountry.com.
Like she knows I'm lonely. Rolls up when the wine is gone, like a record on rain day. Laying on old memories and talking about what we used to be. She'll probably be the death of me, but damn if it ain't sweet. She's my she wants me.